Once upon a time, there was a bus driver. He was a school bus driver, and all the children, they loved him. They loved him because he was always there, always friendly, always kind, knew all their names, treated them in a lovely kind of way, and brought them to school. What more could you ask from a bus driver? But one time, he was driving along and driving along down a street where normally the children would just come to the pavement and they'd hail him to stop his bus. And what did he see? But standing there on the pavement, there was an angel. He knew she was an angel because she had a white robe and a golden halo above her head and a huge pair of wings. And she was a little girl angel. And she was standing there and hailing his bus. Standing on the curbside, just waving her hand as if she wanted him to stop. And so, of course, he stopped, and he made the doors come open at the front of the bus, and he looked down at her, and he said, "Do you want to ride the bus? I thought you could fly." And she said, "Yes, I want to ride the bus. I want to go to school." And she comes onto the bus and she sits down behind him. And the funny thing is, he looks in his mirror and he sees that none of the children have noticed her. That none of the children have noticed her wings and her halo and her white robe and all, and how strange and unusual she looks. It's as if she's invisible to all of them. It's as if only he can see her. So he drives away, and she's sitting behind him, and he says to her, "Why'd you want to be a girl? I thought being an angel must be a lovely life." She says, "No. No. It's lovely in some ways, but in other ways, it's terribly frustrating." He says, "Really? How so?" "Well," she says, "being an angel is all about helping people. Helping people to be happy, to lead better lives, to be good. And sometimes you just can't get the message across. Sometimes they can't hear you. Sometimes they can't see you. And I want to be a girl because I figure that way I can help people more. I can speak to them. I can hold their hand. I can tell them what I think." The bus driver, he's listening to this and saying, "Right then. So is that why you want to go to school?" She says, "Yes, I don't know anything about being a girl and I need to start learning now." He says, "All right then, but you're going to stand out looking like that." And he turns around and looks at her, and why, what do you know? She's no longer got the halo and the wings and the white robe. Now she's looking like a girl, as if by some kind of magic she's changed herself and she's wearing girly clothes and she's all ready to go to school. Well, she goes off to school with all the other children. Seems they can see her now, but no one's paying her any attention because she just looks like them. And all that day, the bus driver, he's thinking about her. He's thinking about how she's getting on and what kind of day she must have had. And when the afternoon comes and it's time to pick up the children, why, he's looking out for her. He's looking out for her. And when she comes through the crowd, and when she gets onto his bus and sits as she did before, just behind him, he's saying to her, "So what happened? So what happened? How was your first day at school?" She said, "Oh, it was really, really hard." He said, "How so?" She said, "Well, I didn't really understand the numbers, but I figure I could learn those. And I didn't really understand the letters and the words, but I guess I could pick that up too. But you know the hardest thing?" He said, "What?" "The hardest thing of all was standing in the playground and watching how the other children treated one another. The harsh words they used, the fighting and the kicking and the punching. Oh, I just couldn't bear to watch it. And I'm so small I couldn't really get in the middle and stop it happening. And the teachers, why, I guess they were busy doing other things. Oh, it was so horrible to see." The bus driver said, "Yes, that must be very hard for an angel to watch up close." She said, I need to learn how to be a proper girl. I need to figure out how to do this and grow up quick and grow up good and strong so I can get in there and stop this happening, so I can help people to be good and kind to one another. And all the while he's driving and thinking what an extraordinary thing has just happened inside his bus. An angel wanting to be a girl. Well, by the time he comes to the corner where he'd first seen her, he says, do you want to get off now? She says, yes. You know what happens then? She gets off the bus and she just stands there on the corner and she waves him goodbye. And after that, the most amazing transformation happens. Why, she's got a white robe once again. She's got a golden halo above her head. And she has wings that with one beat send her flying up into the sky. And again, it seems as if he's the only one that can see it. Well, from that day on, he has a special eye out for that little angel. Every morning, standing by the curbside, waiting for him. Every day, going to school, learning all she can. Every day, he sets her down and she flies up into the sky. And it seems as if no one can see her but him. Weeks go by, months go by, years roll on. And all the while, she's growing and she's learning. And every day, she gets on the bus and she sits right behind him. Right behind him. And sometimes they talk. Other times, she just sits and quietly watches. Sits and quietly watches as he does his rounds. All the children know his name. All the children love him because he's so kind and sweet to them and treats them with such respect. And all the while she's watching and watching and learning. And when at last she's ready and she's done with her schooling, he says to her, so, have you decided what kind of work you're going to do? Have you decided what you're going to do in this world? And she says, yes, yes I have. I'm going to be a bus driver just like you. He says, what? After all this schooling? I thought you'd be going to university and learning all kinds of fine things like being a doctor or something like that. And she says, no. I've not seen in all my schooling anyone be as kind and as loving and as nice as you. He says, but I'm just a bus driver. Don't you want to be doing more in the world than just driving a bus? She says, do you know, it doesn't matter what you do. What matters is whether you do it with love. And with that, she got off his bus and she walked away. She walked away off into her life. And he never saw her again. But he often thought of her. He often thought of her when he'd do his rounds, picking up the children. He'd think of her, and something would make sense. Something, somewhere, deep down, would make sense about her and what she'd said and all that she'd done. Thank you.